Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. You can also check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, we tell you how to zombie-proof your car. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Heather Shepherd.
Hi, where are you from, Heather?
Monterey, California.
Oh, Monterey is beautiful.
Yes, I love it.
What do you do there?
I am an Army housewife.
That's a tough life, I'm told. You have to move around a lot.
Yeah, but it's not too bad. I like it.
Where is your husband based?
In Monterey.
That's not hard duty.
No, it's awful. It's horrible. I can't stand it.
Really? Welcome to the show, Heather. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Here is your first limerick.
In this heat wave, I might stand a chance. I wear shorts and adopt a wide stance. It seems a good rule to keep privates cool. So I put an AC in my...
pants.
Yes, in your pants. The Kotofuku air conditioned cooling system is air conditioning for your pants. Tiny fans direct cooling streams of air at your legs and your other places, but they also produce a constant whirring sound and can cause the trousers to inflate and, quote, puff up like the Michelin Man. Here is your next limerick.
When boaters roar out past the piers, a submarine noise cloud appears. Though whales have no hands, we now understand they managed to plug up their...
ears?
Yes, ears. According to marine biologists, whales have learned to plug their ears to disruptive and annoying sounds made by humans. Ship engines, sonar, call me maybe covers. Scientists, not the original, that's good. Whales like Carly Mae Jepsen. They don't like the covers.
Wow.
So
you just made a whale sound.
Scientists aren't sure how the whales are doing this, short of stuffing flounders in their ears, which is hard to do because the whales have little flints, so they actually have to... they have to, like, wait till the flounder's lying in the flounder and then whack their head against the flounder hard enough so the flounder gets stuck. Then you got to find another flounder, do it again the other side. And then you got to be careful how you swim, because if you turn your head, the flounder will fall out. You have to do it all over again. Here is your last limerick.
When commuting from near or afar, we have coffee right here where we are. One more demi-tasse and I'm ready to pass. It's espresso made right in my...
car?
Yes, car. Fiat has created the first car with an onboard espresso machine. Fiat says the coffee maker will sit in the console between the driver and the passenger seats in the new Fiat 500L model. This, of course, raises the question, how are you supposed to text and make coffee at the same time?
Do they write your name wrong on your cup?
Do you get that?
Fiat car.
Jesse, J-E-S-S-I, do you get that a lot?
No, never. I mean, if I can get a Jennifer, I'm lucky. Usually I get just like...
Mark, we have your
Lucille.
Latte, Mark.
Yeah.
Boy, people spell Frankenstein with no trouble at all.
Carl, how did Heather do in our quiz?
Well, Heather had three correct answers, so Heather, I'll be doing the message on your... home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done.
Thank you.
And thanks for playing.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.